looking at what was really trending, what kept us talking the past weekend. And I must say, a video that caused quite a stir by Miss Nontobeko Mahlangu, who's a teacher, a grade 3 teacher, demonstrating on how young girls can go about utilizing sanitary pads and, you know, how to stay hygienically clean and just giving them advice. But more than anything, the demonstration just really kept people buzzing. And that's exactly who we're speaking to, having her on the line right now. Miss Nontobeko, good morning and welcome to Rise FM Mid Mornings.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I'll tell you what, your video has certainly caused an entire buzz. It had TikTok, Facebook, all these social media platforms on a standstill, and with so many people applauding, yet others were like, no, the demonstration, and they had their own views on it. But we want to find out from you what really inspired the demonstration about sanitary pads and hygiene for learners.
I'm against girls. Building up girls to be ladies and powerful women is my passion. How I grew up, I wasn't rated even on by that enemy. I was inspired by my past that resurfaced when a toilet blockage was raised in my workplace, and how Nana flushed pairs in the toilet and leading to cleaning staff complaining always about Nana, how they dispose their used sanitary pairs.
Okay, that is quite interesting. And then when you posted the video, obviously, I do believe as well it was because you wanted to inspire, to educate other young girls who would be making use of the platforms, or possibly adults, so that they can know how to go about, you know, introducing the topic as well to the girls that they do have. But what was your reaction to the feedback and controversy surrounding the video on social media?
Yeah, and honestly, I was shocked. I posted content as I normally do with work and what I do with my daily day. I post daily. So after 4 hours, someone was calling me, Atebo, you are trending. I'm trending for what? Okay, you know, Facebook. We are seeing it here on Twitter. I was like, Atebo, I don't even have Twitter. So I was shocked.
And you know, I think one thing for sure, like you, I love the fact that you highlighted with your own personal experience and how you wanted to, you know, be able to bridge that gap and for them to know, even at the tender age, right before probably they begin to experience their monthly cycles as well. I just want to find out from you that what are the main objectives for, like, your demonstrations? And how are you looking into continuing with the demonstrations in terms of showing us more of your videos? Is that something that you will continue to do as well?
Yes, I'll definitely do. I'll definitely do for educational purposes, of course. And I saw that it does not benefit only learners or the girls that we teach here at our school. But most mothers were calling saying, I wouldn't know where to start. Now I know. So, yes, I will continue to be.
But then from now on, what kind of support do you, what kind of support, especially from parents, do you think teachers need to address? You know, when it comes to a bit of sensitive topics like this one, like you're saying, some mothers did not know how to go about introducing the topic. But how can parents, not only just mothers, but also fathers who are active in their kids' life, how can they go about, you know, introducing this topic, but also just supporting you guys as teachers and educators about it?
I think communication is key. Parents need to learn how to communicate with their kids. And they must come down to their level. Or just be open. Be open. We no longer live in those days where our parents would say, they will just give you pads and you wouldn't know how to use it.
True.
You wouldn't know how to dispose it. And then if in Sunday you get your first period and then they shout at you, say you are sleeping with boys, you are not on my vision, that's why you are getting periods. We are in the new world now, and most of us, we are young moms. Make it fun. Take her out into a date. Make it fun. Make her to be comfortable around you, so that even if she gets her period, you'll be the first one to know. With a paint in a stain or any gas, and then you get insomnias. So Nanaku must know how to approach you. Be approachable.
Oh, thank you so much, Miss Nontobego. Thank you so much. I do certainly, I think from my end, I found the video quite educational, and I really do feel like more of these demonstrations need to go around, especially to bridge that gap on instilling knowledge on what is it that I should do when it is like this. How do I dispose of it? How do I clean up after myself? So from me, I highly commend you, and please continue to educate us through the use of your social media platforms and sharing all your videos as well with parents. And thank you so much for joining us on Rise FM.
Thank you so much, Mim.
That was Miss Nontobego Amanda Mahlangu. She trended over the weekend over a video on educating young girls on how they can go about using sanitary towels, but also how to dispose of them, how to keep themselves clean. And tell you what, anything you do or say, it will always receive both negative and positive remarks. But all in all, if you do believe that you're doing it for the right reason and it can help not only the people around you, but more, then definitely do go around it. Not all heroes wear capes. And tell you what, she is very passionate about what she does. Here's Mluvez with Keke Maketa and Chanted.